Say you're out at a local restaurant. You've got a hankering for seafood. But what you may not realize is the seafood you choose can have a big impact on climate change. So what should you get? KUOW's David Hyde looked into that question for our series, The Burning Question. What would a climate-friendly Seattle actually look like? He told me why he wanted to explore the climate impact of seafood.
For one thing, seafood is obviously a big industry here in Seattle. The Alaska Fishing Fleet is here. It's one of the few places where you can still find decent blue-collar jobs. So maybe you care about that industry, or maybe you just like to eat seafood. Either way, you want to be looking at your carbon footprint.
The carbon footprint of your seafood. Why?
Because your carbon footprint contributes to global warming, and global warming is a real threat to the world's fisheries.
All right. So what did you find out about the carbon footprint of seafood?
That it is a really hard question to answer. You know how there's all of these seafood sustainability labels? For example, you'll see them sometimes at supermarkets.
Okay. Is that the It's a blue one, right? With a check mark, kind of looks like a fish?
Yes. And that one actually is the Marine Stewardship Council's label. So I asked them about it. Are you looking at carbon footprint? And the answer is no. And you also can't get answers about carbon footprint from Seafood Watch, which is perhaps the leading consumer guide to seafood sustainability.
So they're actually labeling products and saying they're sustainable, but they're not actually factoring in climate change?
Exactly. They look at fishing practices, which are obviously really important. How well regulated is this fishery? How long is it going to be around for that reason? But they're not looking at carbon footprint.
All right. So the leading guides to seafood sustainability aren't talking about carbon footprint. So how did you get information about this?
I called around to a bunch of fisheries experts and finally got in touch with University of Washington fisheries professor Ray Hilborn. And Hilborn was like, oh, you know, right now I'm actually studying just that. I'm looking at the carbon footprint of seafood.
And what did he have to say?
Well, we decided to meet up at a local seafood restaurant and look at the menu and figure out what to order if you were worried about climate change.
Nice assignment, David. So what did he recommend?
At the top of his list, locally harvested mollusks.
I see on the appetizers, there's crispy clam strips, fresh Northwest mussels. Those will almost all be very low carbon footprint.
And the reason he says that is because the way that mussels grow. It's often on rafts. It'll be ropes hanging off of rafts. And you're just not burning a lot of fossil fuels to do that compared to driving around in a big boat catching your fish. But I also asked him, you know, maybe I should just dispense with the whole seafood thing altogether if I'm worried about climate change and just order the salad instead. And this is where his answer really surprised me.
For carbon footprint, a lot of fish, particularly the ones we just mentioned, are going to be better than any vegetables.
Hang on, the clams and the mussels, they're actually better than a salad? Seriously?
When it comes to carbon footprint, if you're worried about climate change, his point here is that, especially if it's locally harvested, when you're talking about the carbon footprint of a clam or a mussel can be really low. Just picture a clam. You're not doing very much to feed them or to water them, let's say.
All right. So local clams and mussels may be best if you're thinking about your carbon footprint of the food you're eating. But what if they're not on the menu? What would be the second best option?
Anything that's easy to catch in abundance. So like sardines, squid, Alaska pollock, or any other kind of whitefish, he says, is also pretty good when it comes to carbon footprint.
And what about something like a fish burger?
I asked him about that, too. And here again, he had some pretty shocking news, this time about fast food.
The real irony is the drive-through at McDonald's, if you get the fish burger, it's Alaska pollock, which has a really low greenhouse gas footprint. So it's probably, from a greenhouse perspective, a really good choice.
Wow. Deep fried and better for the environment. Sounds like a win-win, unless maybe you're a cardiologist. Okay, so what about the bad news? What are the worst choices you could make for seafood when it comes to climate change?
Here again, I was a little bit surprised. Lobster was one of them. The other was shrimp, especially Gulf shrimp. He said that he'd just been looking at the carbon footprint for Gulf shrimp, and it's worse than even beef.
Worse than beef. Why?
Because of the effort that it takes to get them. There's not that many left, I guess. So you're driving around in a big, you know, a big ship like Forrest Gump. You're having a hard time getting these shrimp, and you're burning a lot of fuel.
Okay, so perhaps don't get the popcorn shrimp.
Or the shrimp scampi, or the low country boil. Don't get the shrimp cocktail.
No shrimp cocktail? Seriously?
That's what he said. But you can eat mussels, you can eat clams, you go crazy.
All right. David, thank you for this.
Thanks, Kim.
That was David Hyde with KUOW's climate team. Our series is called The Burning Question. What would a climate-friendly Seattle actually look like?